The question about stadium expansion is always a great one when we start getting into that, and I understand it's so market-driven, but you have been in the demand-generating business. I believe that's where the money is to be made, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we should be doing, is getting our unfair share of business, and that's our job. These people, these guys, editorialists and all that's fine, but you got to have people go create demand. So you've been in the demand business. You've seen the Loge waiting lists. I think at times the better some of those seats in the club section are in demand, mm-hmm. right? The ones in the wings or whatever have right. sort of filled in. But initially, man, it was like waiting lists of people.
Yeah.
Suites is a different world. You don't sound like you're going to put suites in over there. Mm-hmm. Do you have a percentage of demand that you know you think would go for this? Or is this going to require a whole different, because there's questions all of a sudden. Well, what is it? You know, if you say it's Loge seating, you can go, I got five tables right now because mm-hmm. they can't get in right now. And I don't know if everybody knows the Loge seating. They're outdoors. There's four seats. They're on swivel chairs. You have your own television. It's heated. You have access to restrooms, different food, Starbucks, alcohol, beer, restroom. It's the environment, the heaters. It's the greatest seat in that stadium.
So why wouldn't you put them on the other side, right?
No question. Yeah, but how many can you put? I mean,
that's what I don't.
How many do you have now? 16?
Yeah. We have 48.
Oh, 48.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get 48.
One goal line to the other. I'm not sure we can do that on the other side.
Right.
Like I was telling you earlier, I'm not the engineer on this thing, so there's a lot of you know, things you got to look at before you know exactly what you can do or where you can put it or how many you can fit in. I just, when I talk about the Loges, I just think they're very, very popular. The suites on the west side for us have always been very popular and sold out ever since we built it. So the club seats, I think some of the things that we probably would do different, I'd like to have maybe a little more space in those. I think they're a little tight. I think that maybe, you know, we built 750-ish over there. Might be a couple hundred too much if we had to do it all over again. But, again, we've been sold out there. Now, this is the second year in a row that we don't have any inventory up there. So I think you can still do some of those same things on the other side. But, you know, for us, this on the east side, at least my opinion, I haven't had this discussion with many people right now, so this is just coming from me, but – you know, I want to make sure it's not just about the high-end seat over there. We've got, you know, 15,000 fans on that side of the stadium that we have to take care of, and they've been buying tickets forever from us. And, you know, if we do nothing else, let's just make sure when they leave their seat to go get something to eat or use the restroom that they feel good about that. And that is certainly item number one that I think we got to cover when we go do this. The premium seating to me is more of just an opportunity to help pay for what we're going to do. And I think you have to be a little careful on how much of that you actually build on that side, because you certainly don't want to build that stuff and then have it empty.
As you look at the east side, would you also examine, or have you already examined, the student section? Is it going to stay there, or is there potentially other places to move it?
I think that's always an option. You know, the students, as you guys know, they're our biggest sponsor. The money that's generated from student fees that helps out our athletic program is – I mean, there's no way we could do what we do without them. So I think we've got to pay close attention to them, making sure that they're in the right place. You know, a lot of times, Mike, we have moved them before. We moved them in basketball as well. We sat down with them. We said, okay, where do you guys really want to be? We went to Oregon State. You know, there were 15 rows of students from goal line to goal line right on the field behind our team.
Right.
And so I think you talk to them and – you tell them what your needs are, and maybe there's a way where we can move them, or maybe they want to be in the end zone. I don't know, next to the band. We haven't had that conversation with them very often when it comes to football, but mm-hmm. I think if we're going to do something new on that east side, that's certainly a conversation we're going to have, and they're going to have some input on that, which they should.
All right, a couple quick questions. Yeah. Is the expansion idea of lowering the field been squashed, or is that still in the future?
It is a part of some of the plans, but I would say after really looking into that last time around that is probably not one of our better options at this point. I wouldn't say it's 100% out, but it's expensive to lower it. We've got a water table that's very – we're close to the river. There's some really unique, special things that you have to do in order to do that. So my sense is we'll probably try and avoid that, unless, you know, there's an idea that comes upon us that maybe makes some sense for us to look at that again. But I wouldn't say that's a high priority for us.
All right, Michael in Boise says, when we were making the Big 12 pitch, did we send them an artist rendering and architectural designs of what the stadium would look like if they were able to get into the Big 12? If that's the case, shouldn't we go in that direction that we should be going in?
Well, I don't think we should say that we sent them a rendering of what it would look like. I think we should say that we sent them a rendering of what it could look like. And we only gave them really one or two options. What we wanted to at least tell them is that if we really maxed it out as much as we could, and that number's right around that, you know, 48 to 52 or 53,000, somewhere in there, we had to show them what that might look like. But when we, you know, we had brief conversations about that, it was pretty much, this is what we could do. Now, whether we would have done that or not, you know, I don't know that, but the conversation is about more about what we could have done, not maybe what we are going to do without, you know, even thinking about what was best for the stadium. So, but if his question is, did we bring that information forward to them? Absolutely.
All right.
It was part of the famous brochure.
It was part of the famous brochure. Yes.
All right. The Utah State game on Saturday night, we're getting ticket information that's going to be close to already being sold out.
Yeah, I think we've, my last, what did I hear, 1,000 left maybe, somewhere around
1,400,
there.
1,400, JP, was it? That was an hour ago. Who knows?
Yeah. Student section sold out, which is great. You know, when we go into a Thursday with, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 tickets, that's a pretty good sign for us. So I'm hopeful it'll be rocking on Saturday night. Really looking forward to it.
Have you brought in Coach Harsin yet and figured out the second half issues?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good question.
I'm glad you laughed at that.
Absolutely. I caught him after the first game against Washington State, and we spent 3 hours going over the game plan, and I told him exactly how to do it in the second half. As any good AD would
absolutely
do, right? You know, I leave that up to Coach. I've seen him practice. I'm out there every day for at least 20 or 30 minutes and, you know, just getting a vibe of what they're doing. And, you know, he's the head coach. He makes those decisions. I'm 100% behind him. And, you know, I guess I'll say this. Out of all the people that follow us and all of Bronco Nation that is so passionate about our sport, so take how concerned you are about that, and then maybe times it by 100, because that's what it is over in that football center right now. And what I can say is that they're addressing it, and I'm confident that they'll figure it out.